Welcome, everyone. This is Josh Fonger, and I'm here with Sam Carpenter, and today we're talking about making more time. This is the number one complaint or hurdle or problem that we face all the time working with our clients is they just say, I don't have enough time. They do. And we'll show you during this session how to make more time, really three simple techniques that we've identified just by living the work the system lifestyle and identifying that these techniques actually work. And they work in the real world. They'll work for you too. So get your pen, pencil ready to go and take some notes because you really can make more time in your life and these techniques will work. Well, gosh, before I get too deep into making time, Sam, I'm excited about this topic. Why don't you tell everyone about the new book you're working on?
Work the System was for business owners and managers pretty much, and this book is for everybody else. And it's called The Systems Mindset, Managing the Machinery of Your Life. And that will be coming out shortly. And it has the same thread, the same thought process as Work the System, but it is engineered for people who don't own businesses. But nothing's changed as far as what we talk about. It's the same thing about optimizing time, making sure you're doing the right things, and looking at your world as a collection of separate systems, which is the heart of the whole thing. And that's what we're going to do today, Josh, is look at time as a separate system, right? And that will allow us to optimize it and make sure that we are spending our time where we should be spending it.
Exactly. Yeah, this is for entrepreneurs who are willing to take charge of their life, be different. Don't be status quo, don't be average, but are willing to make a change. And making this change, you will see results. And so, Sam, let's get started. I'm going to have you talk about the first technique, the first of three, and that is about biological prime time.
Biological prime time is a really good place to start in getting your life under control. Now, mine starts at 4 a.m. and goes till about 1:30. It's like clockwork. And that's when I'm most energized, when I have a solid grip on things and I can think clearly. How was it yesterday we were together, Josh? I couldn't even walk straight at 5 o'clock. I just get flaky after 1:30. I have to take a nap or go to the gym or do something else, then have to focus on work. Now, if you only get 6 to 8 hours of really solid, constructive hours in your day, you don't want to waste them. You don't want to waste them on chatting with your friends, reading a book, getting exercise, running errands, fooling around on the phone, watching the news, playing games on your computer. You want to do the things in biological prime time which will contribute toward what we all want, and that is more time and more money. So my biological prime time, as I said, is early in the morning. Now, other people I know, it doesn't start till noon. I could name the names right now, and there's some in the other room in our office building here that I could name. They can't get going until noon or even 2 o'clock, and then they go into late at night, and there's a subsequent biological prime time too. So for me, I'm good from 4 a.m. till, let's say, 1 or 1:30, and then I'm a mess until about 7, and then I pick up again for an hour or two. There's always a second boost. Now, if you drink coffee, that's fine. I drink a little bit now and then, so does Josh, but sometimes it can mask when your real biological prime time is. You probably, in order to figure it out, you should quit for a while at least. See if your biological prime time is in the morning or in the evening. I think you know already when it is, even if you do drink coffee. I can't emphasize enough how important it is to not waste that time. And I'm talking about mechanical stuff here. Try to find the things that you need to do to get ahead, to save time, to make money. That's what you need to be doing then. You don't need to be out having coffee with your friends or hanging out. If you do it the other way around and you're fooling around and your prime time is over and then you try to be creative, you can't be because you're running at about 50%. I can't emphasize enough how important prime time is. Josh?
Very good. And I know for me, when I first found out about this technique, Sam, changed my life because my work, my personal life, everything was kind of combined together, and I didn't really section off the time. And that happens with a lot of our clients too. Business owners have freedom, but they also need to be in control of their time and be proactive. And so choosing to do the tough financial analysis or documentation, the challenging client work that you probably have to do, do that during your biological prime time, and you'll get more work done.
You have to be ruthless about it. You have to protect That's right. your time. You have to be militant, mercenary about protecting your time. Close the door to your office. I don't schedule appointments with people unless it's an important business appointment. I'll schedule it in the morning, but I usually try to hang with people in the afternoon when I don't need to be super sharp. But if people call, don't answer the phone, turn your phone off, do what you need to do to cloister yourself and protect your prime time. You only get so much of it, and you just want to grab it and steer it in the direction you want it to go. Don't let other people steer it in the direction they want it to go.
Perfect. All right, let's move on to the second step to making more time. And this is right out of your book as well. This has to do with the acronym ADD, or Automate, Delegate, Discard. You know, for the purposes of this webinar, Sam, we've talked back and forth that there's also another technique we want to throw in there. Something new, and if you are stuck doing the same tasks over and over again throughout your day, you can also optimize them. Get a little better, a little faster at those things. And you'll notice that on the spreadsheet that I chat about towards the end. So ADD, and then for this special podcast, we'll add the O, as in optimize. And I'll talk about the first one right now, to automate. I guess the most recent example I've seen of automation that worked really well is I'm working with an attorney in the Netherlands, and she helps people with their tax issues. And the great thing for her, and this is a startup company, is that she's gone from just being her working by herself to having a team of four within a month. Dramatic growth. She's got tons of people who want to work with her. The difficult thing is bringing on new people. How do you do that effectively, saving time? In the last 30 days, we've been able to automate the process, how to bring people on, how to train them, how to make sure they know the strategic objective, the operating principles, the standard working procedures. And it's been amazing to watch, to go from doing it all yourself, which is what you did before, to having an automated process. And that really is what systemizing a business can do, is automate the repeatable processes of your company. So automation, it's a powerful step towards saving time. Sam, why don't you do the next one?
Okay. Well, let's do an automate, and I'll throw a delegate in there too for the fun of it. And this is on a personal level. So I have a trainer at the gym, and I talk about this in the new book. There's a few paragraphs about this. So I do these high-intensity training workouts, 20 minutes every week, where the trainer, his name is Scott, takes me to utter failure of each muscle group, and it takes me 4 days to recover. It's awesome. And I've gained lots of muscle on my body because of it, and it's a wonderful technique. But here's the thing. I go once a week. Here's the automated part. I just show up. I have a schedule. We decide when I'm going to go in, say 2:30 in the afternoon, and I show up. That's the automate part. I've actually accomplished a heck of a lot by just showing up. And you have to look at your life, not just the things you do in business and so forth, but in your everyday practical life, there's so much you can automate just by setting a time and then showing up. And it goes way beyond that, of course, but for purposes of this example, I just show up. And then as far as the delegation goes, for my 20-minute super tough workout where I go from machine to machine to free weights, Scott is there and he manages me. So I've delegated the workout to Scott. So I've automated by showing up. I've delegated by giving the workout to Scott. Now, I do all the work, and it's painful, but I want to do 25 reps on the leg press, for example. I get to 15, and he says, okay, now the next 10 actually count. Meanwhile, I'm screaming in pain. So I've delegated this to Scott for me to get that extra 10 in, and I do get them in because he's sitting there managing the process. I've literally delegated to him the workout, even though I'm doing the work. And I know I would have quit at 15. and this was the last session I'm thinking of. I know I would have quit at 15, but the first 15 didn't count. It's the last 10. So think about automating, delegating, and actually deleting all through your day, and not just work, but everything you do. And it could have to do with scheduling yourself in your automated system or your day planner or whatever you're using. And it could have to do with automating how you get the house cleaned. It sure as heck has to do with setting appointments or, for example, protecting your biological prime time. Automate it, delegate it, and automating, again, just to finish up, automating so much means just making an appointment and carrying through and doing it whether you feel like it or not.
Perfect example. For me, just real quick to throw in there as you were talking, my most recent delegation example comes from just taking files that I used to save myself on my own computer and delegating that to Briella. That took me about 2 minutes per file because of the way I saved them, and now Briella does that for me. That's 2 minutes per file. I have 60 clients right now. They're all sending me about 3 files a week. I mean, you can do the math. I'm saving myself probably 70 hours of work during the course of a year just by delegating that one task of saving my files. So it can even be little simple things, but in high number, that's how you save time. Next one, delete. Let me give you a quick example from a medical supply company I'm working with right now out of Slovenia. Very interesting business doing medical supply sales, and they want to be in the number one or number two category in everything. This is about deletion, and a part of their business is in photography. They have these photography booths. It's about 5% of their business. So he's all excited about the growth of his medical supply sales, being number one and number two in all these different categories, and growing it. And meanwhile, he has this photography business, and it's been around for 20 years. And after chatting for 15 minutes, we decided that's a perfect example of just delete it. Either sell it, close it down, but it's a distraction. That's a part of his business he can delete. And it's a part of his time, his executive team's time, some of his manager's time. He's saved a ton of time by just being hyper-focused about what his business is going to be about and then deleting everything that doesn't fit inside there. There's no need to carry that weight anymore because it's about efficiency and focus. So for those listening, there's probably elements of your day, if you really analyze it and scrutinize, what am I doing with my time, both personally and business-wise, that I can delete? Just remove that from my life completely, and I've freed up more time.
Josh, this jives perfectly with Occam's Law. The simplest solution is invariably the correct solution. The delete thing jives perfectly because so many times we have a decision to make, and in that decision is to go ahead with a project or a relationship or some health regimen or whatever, or not. Let's say we're involved in a personal relationship with somebody, you just don't feel it's right, and you have a choice to make. Do you continue, try to make it work, or just say no? And of course, the no is the delete thing, and so much can be saved, so much time can be saved, and emotional energy saved by just saying no. So Occam's Law, you go back to that, the simplest solution is invariably the correct solution, and the simplest solution so often is the word no, not to go down that road, whatever it is. I really like the delete part of automate, delegate, delete, because it does jive so well with Occam's Law.
Very good. And Sam, let's go to the last one on the list there. So we have automate, delegate, discard, and then optimize. Do you want to talk about optimization?
Okay, optimization is what we do all day. It has to do with working procedures being living things. Whether they're written down or not, we're always tweaking. So Josh and I were talking earlier about optimize. Should we say the word optimize or tweak? Well, we could say either one. One of the things I think of, just as we're sitting here, is our blog posts, our podcasts, the things that we do that we put out there, that we go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, optimizing better and better and better and better. And that's how I just finished this last book, talk about optimizing. I must have gone through the manuscript 100 times to get it just right. There's always a word that's wrong or another word. there's always something I can do to make it better and better and better. And, of course, the beautiful thing about optimizing a procedure, and remember, everything is procedures. Everything is a procedure. Everything executes over time in a 1-2-3-4-step fashion. For instance, writing the book. So I go over it and over and over and over time, tweak it and tweak it and tweak it. It's one of those rare situations where you have a system or a process and it actually gets better with time. It doesn't wear out, like your car. But everything we do at CenterTel and the Work the System businesses that Josh and I operate, everything has to do with coming up with a raw product and then refining it, refining it, and refining it. And so many times you can see them in the emails you get from people. They'll send you an email, and all they had to do was proofread it. I get emails I can't even understand what the heck the person's trying to tell me about. Not from anybody in this organization. But people don't proofread, and there's a perfect example of it. You've got to go over it and over it and over it and get it right, even though it's driving you crazy and you want to move on to the next thing. Optimizing requires patience on your side. And then you have an idea, Josh, about optimization, right?
Tweaking. Yeah, just as you're talking right there, I thought of two quick ones that I've done in the last week. As you know, I run with my wife every morning. Since I'm a little bit faster than her, I started carrying weights with me, optimizing the run. If I'm going to run, why not make it a little bit more challenging, a little bit more athletically useful? So she'll run without weights. I'll run with weights. That's a quick little optimization, a little bit more effective with the time. And then with the coaching, I do a lot of these group training sessions, as you know. And I used to take some handwritten notes and some digital notes, but realizing if I'm going to be doing this over and over again, going 100% to digital, I've optimized the way I take notes. Therefore, the next time I present the same material, it's going to be a little bit faster. A little bit of a tweak, but it's going to save me 20 minutes next time I go present that topic. And that's 20 minutes. I just gained 20 minutes by doing that little optimization. All right, now the last technique on our three steps to saving or making more time is the blockout method. Now, this one is a new technique that really is trying to solve this problem with a venture capital funded business growing fast in Boulder. They just were going in all different directions, a lot of different priorities to grow this business, this vacation rental business. And we determined the best method is the blockout method for them. And I've used it since, and it's worked wonderfully with all the clients. And it's about making systemizing your business, or if you have another major project, the highest priority by blocking out a certain amount of time every week during your biological prime time to get that actual task done. So for them, it was systemizing their business, and they said, we're going to actually get this done. So from 8 a.m. to noon every week on Thursday is our procedure time. It's the Work the System time. And no matter where you are in any of our offices, that's what I want you to be doing. So everyone goes to the conference room with their laptops, and they work on procedures. And if they have a question for Joe, or if they want to talk to Susie, everyone's in the same room. They're all focused on the procedure writing, but if they have questions, they can interact with each other. And every day, they get a dramatic amount of their processes done. They make it the highest priority, and they just grew by leaps and bounds by focusing on the most important stuff during the right time, their biological prime time, and actually moving the ball forward. So that's the blockout method. It's extremely effective.
So anyway, this leads into the point I want to make about our coaching, which is coming up. And we, over a very short period of time, we've had hundreds of businesses we've worked with. We've had, 99.5% success in taking a business owner and not only getting their biological prime time under control, but their mechanical prime time. What is it they're supposed to do? In a very short period of time, we turn people around in their lives, and that's coming up very soon.
You're exactly right, Sam. We are going to be starting the next round of group coaching in just a bit here, and you want to talk about optimization or tweaking. This is going to be truly the best round yet. We're always tweaking, always modifying, and I'm really looking forward to doing this next session and watching these entrepreneurs go from a chaotic, inefficient, just struggle, place of struggle to having that freedom, having that additional bottom line, and seeing the future and having hope that their company can scale and can grow. It's really fun work. But I do want to talk at the end of this program briefly about the download. You have the Excel spreadsheet. and it's extremely simple. Meant to be that way. Certainly you can add your own bells and whistles to it if you want to analyze how you use your time. But I just went through this exercise last week, and still, after all the work I do on making more time to be more efficient, to help out our clients, I found out that about an hour and a half of my day, every day, I could be more efficient if I automate, delegate, discard, and optimize. So just going through that myself, I saw, wow, there's more time there. And then on top of it, the documentation I'm doing, I realized that as we grow our company, Sam, I've got about six more hours a day I'm going to have once we grow to the next level, which we're doing as well. So it gave me more motivation to document more of what I'm doing, because I can see right here, I can delegate this. And right here, I can delegate that once we get to the next level. So already preparing for and building in that time, and it's motivating. So open up the file that you have, making more time file, and you'll see that there's a couple things you need to fill in. One, biological prime time. You know what that is. That's going to be a key marker for you to remember. Second thing is your block out time. What time do you want to block out? This could be daily. This could be weekly. This could be monthly. I think the most effective is blocking out a weekly period of time to work on systemizing your business. So that's the simple stuff. And then beneath that, you'll see areas to fill in what tasks you do, what time you do those tasks in, and then how can you automate, delegate, discard, or optimize that particular task. And this is getting to the details, and it's tedious, and this is not fun to fill out, and I know that. So see this as a mini project to do every so often, whenever you want to tweak and modify what you do. And you're literally going to write down every single task you do, such as, I took a shower at 6:30 a.m., and then I read the news, and then I made breakfast. And every single thing you do, from the second you wake up till the second you go to sleep, everything. And then think, you know, as you reflect with the outside and slightly elevated viewpoint looking down on your life, you know, knowing the direction you want to take your business, knowing the direction you want to take your personal life, look at those separate things and see, could I have automated that? Could I have delegated that? Could I have discarded that particular task? Or can I optimize it or tweak it? If I'm going to be doing this every single day the rest of my life, why not do it a little bit better or a little bit faster or a little bit more effectively? And you go through every single thing of your day, and you're going to realize there's some savings. So you'll notice on the right-hand side there, you can write how long it took you to do that task and then what the savings will be. And you're going to find time. Time you didn't know you had. And it might be a half hour a day. It might be 3 hours a day. But I guarantee you, you're going to find time. And then you're going to think to yourself, at least I did, you know, Josh, you have no excuse. You have time. You're just not properly stewarding your time. You have more time there if you're smart about it. And so this is for the entrepreneurs who want more for their life. They're okay being different. They want to be proactive. And so they're willing to take life by the horns, so to speak, and actually make it happen. And so those of you who I hope to be working with soon, making time will no longer be an excuse. You can't say, I don't have time, Josh, because you go through this exercise and you'll see you do have more time.
Good. You got to look at time management as a project, is the whole thing. You got to look at it as something that can be optimized in it. For almost everybody, extreme optimization is possible. Not just a little bit, but you can save an awful lot of time every day if you think about it. If you just think about it as a separate entity and go to work on it. All right. Anything else, Josh?
Nope, that's it, Sam. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the podcast. And if you want more information, just go to workthesystem.com. There's a lot of resources. You can download the book, the audio book. There's some templates there. So anything that we have that's free is on workthesystem.com. So go ahead and check that out.
Thanks, Josh. That's fun.
Thanks, Sam.